From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says climate change is an economic and security imperative that must be tackled now. Mr. Obama spoke to reporters Tuesday on the sidelines of the U.N. climate summit outside Paris.
If we let the world keep warming as fast as it is, and sea levels rising as fast as they are, and weather patterns keep shifting in more unexpected ways, then before long we are going to have to devote more and more and more of our economic and military resources, not to growing opportunity for our people, but to adapting to the various consequences of a changing planet.
World leaders are trying to agree on measures they hope will keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial revolution levels. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the United States is deploying a specialized expeditionary targeting force to Iraq. The force will be in a position to conduct raids over the border into Syria. Carter testified before the House Armed Services Committee Tuesday.
These special operators will over time be able to conduct raids, free hostages, gather intelligence, and capture ISIL leaders.
Carter said the deployment is being done in cooperation with the Iraqi government. The Syria-based Islamic State group has expanded its reach in Africa. A top leader of U.S. Africa Command says the group is courting Islamist extremists from Nigeria to Somalia while establishing a major nerve center close to Europe. Vice Admiral Michael Franken says the group has grown to about 2,000 adherents in and around the city of Sirte. This is VOA News. Medical charity Doctors Without Borders has condemned the repeated barrel bombing of a hospital in a rebel-held part of the Syrian province of Homs. The organization says the bombings have killed 7 people and wounded 47. It says half of the wounded are women and children. The charity says the hospital was attacked twice on Saturday. 16 Lebanese soldiers held by the Jihad al-Nusra militant group were freed Tuesday after a last-minute glitch that delayed their release by 48 hours was resolved. Edward Uranian reports the Lebanese government set free 13 prisoners in exchange for the soldiers.
We agreed to sustain the prisoners.
Well, apparently we'll have to check that one later. NATO says it will keep about 12,000 troops in Afghanistan for an extra year in 2016 to prevent the country from again becoming a safe haven for terrorists. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday the alliance will pledge approximately 12,000 troops as part of its resolute support mission in the region. U.S. President Barack Obama said Tuesday his country can do more to prevent deadly gun violence. The president's comments come in the wake of last week's attack on a Colorado abortion clinic. Mr. Obama said this just doesn't happen in other countries. The U.S. leader has repeatedly called for tougher gun regulations, but the right to gun ownership is embedded in the U.S. Constitution. Lawyers for convicted Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev are due in court Tuesday to seek a new trial for their client. Judge George O'Toole is scheduled to hear arguments in a U.S. district court in Massachusetts from Tsarnaev's attorneys. The attorneys argue that a recent Supreme Court ruling puts Tsarnaev's convictions in jeopardy. The ruling focused on the legal meaning of a crime of violence, a distinction that can carry stiffer penalties. The court struck down a part of the definition as unconstitutionally vague. The chief executive officers of many major U.S. companies are growing more cautious about U.S. economic growth. Many are cutting plans for business investment. A Business Roundtable survey of business plans for future capital spending, sales, and hiring over the next 6 months showed a decline in confidence from the last survey 3 months ago. The anti-corruption group Transparency International estimates that 75 million Africans paid a bribe in the past year. The figure is included in a report that says most Africans believe corruption is getting worse. Researchers surveyed more than 43,000 people in sub-Saharan Africa about corruption. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.